It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to the professional superhero series of Make It Count. We are running this mini-series because I want to give you the knowledge, skills, and mindset to help you make your career, business, and your life count for more. So as well as your weekly dose of Make It Count, I'm also going to bring you this weekly shot of wisdom to help you develop the knowledge, the mindset, and the habits to become the professional superhero that you know you can be. This week, you will discover why your desire to be a nice professional is stopping you from being a great professional. In my professional career in the accounting and advisory industry, I went out of my way to be a nice professional and please everybody. And all it got me was stressed, burned out, overlooked, and walked all over. So I learned the hard way that nice professionals finish last. But there is another way to win at work and have a massive positive impact with your clients and your colleagues. So let's get on with this episode and understand why nice professionals finish last. Now let's start this episode with a disclaimer. When I talk about not being a nice professional, this does not, I repeat, does not give you permission to be nasty, cruel, be a bully, be a liar, be rude, be unprofessional, or be mean. That is not what I'm talking about here. But also, what I am talking about is that we all want to be nice in our careers. We are all insecure overachievers. We all want to do more and more and more. And that is a great thing. But that can also stop us from being great. And that's why if you could overcome what I call nice professional syndrome, you will be able to serve your clients more effectively. You'll be able to win and deliver more work. You'll feel more powerful and more confident. You will be able to better express your feelings and emotions. You'll build deeper relationships at work and at home. You'll be able to live up to your potential and become more productive. And also, if you can overcome nice professional syndrome, you will be able to accept yourself just as you are. And that is right, ladies and gentlemen. That means no more imposter syndrome. Hallelujah. Let's start things off. What am I talking about when I'm talking about being a nice professional? Well, generally, nice professionals share a common script. They say to themselves, if I am good and if I do everything right, that means clients will want to work with me, my boss will recognize me, I'll hit all of my career goals, and I will have a problem-free life. Now, we know that even though that sounds wonderful, our lives and our careers rarely work out like this. But this is a script that we tell ourselves. This script is formed in childhood. It's reinforced in adulthood and in our careers, and it guides our lives. If I'm good, if I'm nice, if I do everything right, then everybody will want to help me and things will go my way. But as you will probably know, whenever you go out of your way to be nice, sometimes it can backfire. So what are the characteristics of nice professionals? Well, we are all unique, and that's a wonderful thing, but nice professionals all have a cluster of similar characteristics. Now, I'll see if any of these sound familiar. Nice professionals are givers. So we say things like, it makes me feel good to give to other people. We believe that being generous is a sign of how good we are, and it will make the other person recognize and appreciate us. Nice professionals tend to be fixers and caretakers and will say, I like to help people. If a person has a need, if they're upset, if they're angry, if they're sad, a nice professional will tend to step in and try and fix this problem, even if they haven't been asked. Nice professionals will seek approval from others. So we say things like, do you think I did a good job with this client? We seek validation. Everything we do is calculated to gain approval or avoid disapproval. Nice professionals tend to be conflict avoiders. We tend to say things like, let's not rock the boat. We like to keep our world smooth and not to upset anybody. Nice professionals can hide their flaws and mistakes. So we'll tend to do things like blame the client, the technology, the government, the economy, the Inland Revenue, all these things. We're afraid that people will shout at us, get angry at us, or even fire us if we make a mistake or if any of our shortcomings are exposed. Nice professionals seek the right way to do things. We'll say things like, let's find a win-win. We will always seek out a happy, problem-free life, and we will try and find a way to do things that ensure nothing ever goes wrong. Nice professionals will struggle to put themselves first. Sound familiar? We'll always say things like, oh, after you, I don't mind missing out, you go first. We feel it would be selfish to put ourselves, our needs, and our careers first. We think it's a virtue to have other people's needs met before our own. And that is why, finally, nice professionals will put their boss, their client, their partner, or someone else at their emotional center. We will say to them, I'm happy if you're happy. And we will put tremendous focus, energy, and effort on the feelings of others. Now, you might be saying, well, hang on, Freddie, how can being nice be such a bad thing? Obviously, it's nice to be nice, isn't it? But this isn't about behaviour. It's great to be pleasant. It's great to be polite, obviously. This isn't about behaviour. It's about our core belief system around how we see other people and the world around us. Because here's the scary part. Nice professionals can be dishonest. They hide their mistakes to avoid conflict. Nice professionals can be secretive because they're driven to seek approval. They will hide things that they believe will upset people. Nice professionals are compartmentalized. They will put conflicting actions and information into different compartments in their minds, like they'll be a very different person at home and at work. Nice professionals can be manipulative. Because we struggle to make our needs a priority, we have difficulty asking for what we want in very direct ways. This means we can feel powerless, so we have to resort to manipulation to try and get what we want because we can't just ask for it. Nice professionals can be controlling. Because we have a need to keep everything and everyone happy, we feel like we need to totally control the world around us. Nice professionals can be expectant. We're happy to give, but we usually give with unspoken strings attached. Now, because we expect to be appreciated and recognised for all our hard work and all the sacrifices we're making, then we can feel frustrated and resentful if that recognition is not forthcoming. Nice professionals can also be passive-aggressive. We can express our frustration in indirect ways. Ways like being aloof, unavailable, not following through, ignoring that phone call when that person pops up on your phone, talking behind someone's back, all of these things that are passive aggressive because we fear that speaking our minds in a direct way will be seen as being aggressive. Nice professionals are terrible at setting boundaries. We have a hard time, a terrible time saying no, or I'm not going to do that. We can feel helpless. We can want to say the word no. The word no is yelling out in our minds, and then we hear yes coming out of our mouths. Then we say, oh my goodness, how have I said that yes to that? I meant to say no. And funnily enough, nice professionals are attracted to people, situations, businesses, and clients that need fixing. That's because we need to save the day, because we think if we can save the day, then we will get approval. We will spend a lot of time putting out fires and managing the next crisis, even if that fire and that crisis was nothing to do with us. Now, here's the thing about nice professionals. We live our lives according to the nice professional paradigm. Now, a paradigm is the roadmap that we use to navigate and our career and our life. Think about it like a sat-nav. Paradigms will operate at an unconscious level. It will determine our attitudes, our behaviors, and serve as a filter through which we can process life experiences. Now, like a sat-nav, a paradigm can be a great tool for speeding us along our career journey. But if that paradigm is outdated or inaccurate, then it can send us in the wrong direction and leave us going around in circles. So a paradigm for nice professionals is an if-then statement. Now, let me give you some examples. And again, see if these sound familiar. All of these from my own career. An if-then statement for a nice professional. If I say yes to the client and keep laughing at their jokes, then I'll win more work from them. If I give a load of time to my client for free, then they'll give me lots of paid work in the future. If my boss sees how hard I'm working, then they will give me the promotion. If I spend my weekend organizing things for the team, then they will all like me. If I finally get promoted to director, then my parents will approve of me. If I could hide my flaws and become what I think other people want me to be, then I will be loved, have my needs met, and enjoy a problem-free life. And when these paradigms don't work, nice professionals see only one alternative. I need to work harder. I need to sleep less. I need to try harder. I need to be even nicer. And then one day people will accept this paradigm and they'll like me. But it doesn't work that way. And why do we think like this? Why do we have these nice professional paradigms? Well, it's because we all try to hide our flaws. We want to avoid the shame of being vulnerable. We try to become what we believe other people want us to be. Sometimes we can be on a mission not to be like someone. So we may be saying to ourselves, I'm not going to turn out like my dad, or I'm not going to turn out like my horrible ex-boss, etc. We believe that we should hide our emotions. We especially see this in industries like accounting and advisory, where we feel like we have to appear calm. We have to appear in control. We can never get angry or get emotional. We think like this, we have these paradigms because we want to pass the test and be recognized, and we want to avoid shame. Shame is a huge driver for all of us. We will do anything to avoid standing out in the wrong way. Quick pause to tell you something that I am so excited about. I have launched the Professional Superheroes Mastermind Group. This is where professionals work directly with me to develop the knowledge, habits, and mindset to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. There is nothing like this on the planet. It is mind-blowing how much fun this is and just how big a shift people are experiencing. We turn you into the professional superhero that you were always meant to be. If you want more information and to join, then drop me an email at hello@freddiembennett.com. That's hello@FREDDIEM for mindset, BENNETT.com. I can't wait to see you in there. Now, let's get back to the episode. But when nice professionals decide to use a different map, when they start to adopt different paradigms, then they can accept themselves for who they are. They can use mistakes as a valuable learning experience. They don't need to seek approval from other people. They can make their needs a priority. They can experience more productive and meaningful relationships. They can become and lead higher performing teams. They can give with no strings attached. They become better at facing their fears, better at setting boundaries, and better at dealing with problems and problem clients directly. So how can we create a different story? How can we create more powerful paradigms? Well, there's a few rules and tactics I'm going to share with you. Firstly, it's about knocking down the walls. Nice professionals build walls that prevent others from getting too close. That's because we fear getting found out. What if people realize I'm not as good as I thought I was? Now, these walls that we build might include food, alcohol, exercise, sarcasm, intellectualism, perfectionism, work being a massive one, isolation, and so on. Nice professionals tend to pride themselves on being Teflon. They're They say, I'm so hard, I'm so smooth, I'm so analytical that nothing can stick to me. But here's the thing. People, and especially clients, are not drawn to perfection in others. People are drawn to shared interests, shared problems, and connected energy. In your desire to be such a well-rounded professional, you lost your edge. And it's a person's rough edges and human imperfections that give other people something to connect with. So ask yourself, where am I seeking approval? If I didn't care what people thought about me, how could I carry out my career differently? Now, a second new rule that you could adopt is facing fears. Everyone encounters fears, but nice professionals feel a different kind of fear, a deeper fear. We often approach the world as if it's dangerous and overpowering. We get scared of stepping up and presenting or leading client meetings or tackling a project or a problem that we don't feel experienced with. Now, to try and play it safe, we will avoid new situations, we'll procrastinate, we'll avoid tasks, we'll try and do more of what isn't working, we'll often report feeling confused. But it is stepping out of our comfort zone and asking ourselves, what am I afraid of doing right now? And then actually doing that thing and stepping forward that helps us build that new paradigm. Now, you might be afraid of a confrontation, a conversation, a decision, or a phone call. But if you think about it, what's the worst that could happen? And even if the worst did happen, you would be able to handle it. And this is how you can rewrite your own mindset. You can rewire your own brain to actually stop worrying about being nice, stop worrying about the fears, and start taking action. Another tactic you can use is to dwell in reality. What a scary place, dwelling in reality. Nice professionals generally try to control their world by creating belief systems about people that aren't based in reality. And then we act as if these beliefs are accurate. Now, how we do this is through something called covert contracts. We use covert contracts to build our fantasy world. Now, usually we say something along the lines of, I'll do this for you so that you'll do that for me, and we'll both act as if we've got no awareness of this contract. So I might say, I'll do this work at the weekend for you, and that means that you're going to let me go home early next week. But because we're so afraid of conflict, we never actually have that conversation, and the other person has no idea. Or with the client, we say to ourselves, I will do this work for you for free if you promise to pay that invoice that's been outstanding for 3 months. Again, all very well, except we don't actually say that to the client. So we do our side of the bargain. The other person has no idea this contract was ever agreed inside your mind. And then we get frustrated, resentful, passive aggressive when they don't uphold their side of the bargain. Another example of this is really putting clients on a pedestal, thinking clients are perfect, allowing clients to call the shots and control everything. So we say to ourselves, okay, I'll do this for you, and then you'll do that for me. But to make this work, we have to dwell in reality. We have to have the conversation. We have to share what we are thinking and what we're feeling. And that's why it's so important to actually vocalize what we want to set up with our clients, with our colleagues, as we move forward. Boundary setting is essential if we want to avoid and overcome nice professional syndrome. Nice professionals would always prefer to backpedal and keep the peace. We think if we take one more step backwards, if we let the client or whoever cross our boundaries one more time, then eventually they'll stop pushing. But they won't stop pushing. People treat us the way that we allow them to treat us. Now, we always believe as nice professionals that there is a key to a smooth life. We can do something to make our lives easier, but there is no key. There's no such thing as being good or doing it the right way, because this can't insulate us from other people's behaviours or the chaotic, ever-changing realities of life. And that's why, if you want to overcome this, it's important to create a personal set of rules and a personal set of values. Now, these are rules and values that you will not break. So when a client, or anyone for that matter, tries to get you to say yes when you want to say no, then you can just say, sorry, I've got a personal rule about this, or I can't do that because I have a personal set of values and this would go against them. So it means you don't have to say no. You don't have to worry about rejecting someone. You don't have to worry about upsetting someone. You can just say, look, you've asked me to do this thing. I have a set of rules. I have a set of values that mean I can't do that. And the final thought here is about surrendering, because the secret to professionals overcoming nice professional syndrome and actually asking for and getting what they want is to surrender. Now, surrendering doesn't mean giving up, not caring, or not trying. It means letting go. We need to stop stressing ourselves out about seeking the key to make a situation better or finding a secret breakthrough that will fix a relationship or solve a problem. It means we have to stop trying to control things that we cannot control. Things like situations, things like other people, things like whether other people like us or not. So instead of asking, why is this happening to me? We can ask ourselves, what can I learn from this situation? Because when we surrender, we commit to ourselves 100%. We take full ownership of a situation, regardless of the outcome. And it is often the process of letting go that actually gives us what we want. Now, there is so much more I could go into here, but I want to make sure these shots of wisdom on the Professional Superheroes podcast are kept short and sweet. But I will say this, you know what? It's nice to be nice. We all want to be liked. We all like to feel needed. We all try and do the right thing and we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And is there anything wrong with this? No, of course not. This is all about us being amazing superhero professionals doing amazing work. There isn't anything wrong with it until our desire to be nice involves hiding parts of ourselves and trying to be something or someone that we're not. And that's why I encourage you to put yourself first. Yes, that feels difficult. Yes, that feels scary. And yes, that does feel selfish. But if you can put yourselves first, then you will overcome nice professional syndrome. If you can put yourselves first, you will increase the likelihood of getting what you need and what you want in your life and your career. You will give other people what they need without any expectations. You will become less needy. And because you're less needy, you will be more attractive to your clients. You will get more work. You will enjoy what you're doing and you will make a more powerful difference. And making a more powerful difference is all part of being a professional superhero. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, this mini series of Make It Count. I'm Freddie Bennett. I will see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community. Click the link in the show notes, and you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett. You have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.